Today's daf is Makis Daf Chof Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, the third Mishnah, and Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis. But before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Edel Bas Devora. Zok the Mishnah. Kate said Malkin Oisoi. How exactly was the Malkus administered? Koyfish Tei Yodav Ala Amud. They would take the person that was getting Malkus, and they would wrap him around a beam. Heilach veheilach. So one hand would be on one side of the beam, the other hand would be on the other side of the beam. V'chazan ha-kneses oiches bivgod. And there was a shamus that worked for Bezdin. He would grab the person's clothing. The idea was to tear his clothing. In nikru, nikrumu. In nifrumu, nifrumu. It doesn't matter how much the clothing tore. The point is, they had a tear, achu megala eslibay, until his heart. Chest was exposed. The point is that when this person's going to get Malkus, so the whip isn't supposed to hit his clothing. The whip is actually supposed to touch his guf. It's for that reason we had to make sure that his clothing was going to tear. There was a stone that was put behind the person that was getting Malkus. The Chazan HaKnesses would stand on top of this stone, this pedestal. For he'd hold the whip. Shel Egel, it was made out of calf skin. Kfula, they would double it, achas l'shtayim, v'shtayim la'arba. So they would fold over this whip twice. And in addition to the primary ritzua that he had, that was made out of egel, he had two additional ritzuas that were made out of chamar, donkey hide. And they too would hit this person. Yoda tefach, the handle was a tefach wide. Urchava tefach, the width of the ritzua itself was a tefach. And when they would hit him, it had to be long enough that although, for example, some of the ritzuas were going to be coming from behind the person, we'll see, some were from behind, some were in front, but even the ones that were coming from behind, the ritzua had to be long enough that it would go over and it would touch the front, the stomach of the person being hit as well. So it had to be long enough that it's not just going to hit him from behind. So the hakah is on his back, but the tip of the ritzua at the very least has to be touching his stomach. A third of the hakahs were in front of him, and two-thirds were behind. So assuming this person is going to get the maximum amount of malchus, which is 39, so 13 were going to be milfanov, and 26 were going to be malachim. You had to make sure that the person that was getting malchus couldn't be standing. He wasn't sitting. Elamaita, he was bending over. He's in this falling position. Not the shofet, although that's pasuk, not what the pasuk means, but the person that is being hit, the shofet has to make sure that that person is v'hipilo, he's in this falling position. And the Chazan HaKnesses that would hit the person getting Malkus, he would hit him with one hand, not with two hands, and b'chol koicha, he had to use all his strength. The Gemara's going to learn now from Pesukim, koire, koire, and there was another person there that would read the following Pesukim. He would read the Pasuk that says, and this is in the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavai, im loy sishma lasis es kol debi ha-toira azoi saksuvim b'seifa azeh, li'yiras Hashem ha-nichbod v'ha-noira azeh es Hashem alikecho, v'hifla Hashem es makoischa v'es makois arecho, makois gedoilois v'namon, so as this person is being hit, there's someone else, one of the members of Bezdin, and he would be reciting these psukim that talk about how if a person doesn't do what he's supposed to do, which by the way, Rabbi Shmuel brought this pasuk in the beginning of the parak as the all-inclusive pasuk that teaches me what kind of averus beget the punishment of Malkus. And then the pasuk says, v'hifla Hashem es makoischo, which Chazal Darshan is referring to Malkus. V'choizor l'tchilas ha-mikro, u'shmartim es divrei ha-bris ha-zois. And then he would say the following pasuk, u'shmartim es divrei ha-bris ha-zois, v'asisa mois l'ma taskilu es kol asher tasum, v'choisim. And he would conclude with, v'hu rachum yichah perovim v'lo yashchis v'hir b'lo shav apoy v'lo yor kol chamozloi. And if the person is still getting Malkus after all three of these psukim were recited, then he would start again, right? Just repeat. And keep on doing it over and over and over again. So there's a few psukim in the Torah, Dvarim Perek Chav Ches, Pasik Nun Ches Nun Tes, Dvarim Perek Chav Tes, Pasik Ches, and Tehillim Perek Ayin Ches, Behu Rachim Yichap Eravim. And the idea is all the same. The idea is that if a person is over a certain lavin, he has to be punished. the punishment is v'hifla Hashem es makoyscho, you're supposed to get malchus. Then a more positive pasuk that talks about the obligation a yid has to keep the mitzvahs, and then finally this malchus should be a kapara. V'hu rachum yechaper avoyin v'lo yashkus v'im meis tachas yodei. What if the person dies while he's getting the malchus? So we saw in one of the previous mishnayos that it was very important for Bezin to do an assessment to make sure the person would be able to withstand the malchus. If they don't think he can withstand the malchus, they don't give him malchus. They give him as many he can withstand. That's the misnomer. People think it wasn't always 39. It was the amount of malchus the person could handle, not to exceed 39. But either way, let's say the person does die, so they miscalculated. Potter, Sheikh Bezin is Potter. We had this also in Perek Elohim HaGoylim. This is one of the examples. We learn out that a Ritzech B'Shoigeg goes to Golas only if he was involved in a Dvar Rishus. Macha Tov HaZeitzim Rishus, Yotza, a Shliach Bezdin, or a father who hits his son, or a Rebbe that hits his Talmud. But either way, he's Potter. He's Potter from Misa, obviously, because he didn't do it b'mezid, but he's also parted from Golas, because it's not even considered Shvichas Domen B'Shoik. What if the Shliach Bezdin added an additional Ritzuah? So instead of giving 39, he gave 40, and the person died. So here already, he's not Chayiv Misa, because he did a B'Shoik. But for this already, he is going to go to Golas, even though he's technically involved in a Dvar Mitzvah, but being that this Hakah itself wasn't a Mitzvah, to the contrary, it says in the Torah, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef La Koisef, we'll see soon. It's a loisa saying in the Torah to give a person more malchus than he deserves. So it's for that reason, he is considered a Ritzech. It's not considered a Dvar Mitzvah. He's going to go to Golas. Neskalkel. What happens if while the person is getting malchus, neskalkel, he has an accident. He couldn't control himself out of fear of what was going on, and he had to go to the bathroom. Bein Berei. So whether it was Gedolim or whether it was Ketanim, he's now going to be off the hook. An unbelievable Chiddush, an unbelievable Ptur. So if while this person is getting Malkus, he's Neskalkel, he's off the hook. Yehuda says, so Ish Berei, if he was a man, it has to be Berei, Gedolim. For Isha, it could even be B'mayim. Now what's Pashup Shad in this? Pashup Shad is Rashi says, Dichsiv V'Nikla V'Harei Nikla. Because the whole point of giving the person malchus, says the Torah, is v'nikla chicha v'necha, to embarrass this person. So the idea is to embarrass him. It's not even so much to hurt him as it is to embarrass him. This person was already embarrassed. If he was neskalkel, that's very, very demeaning. It's very embarrassing. So once he already had this kiyum of v'nikla, at that point there's no point anymore in hitting him, and that's why he's going to be off the hook. The Bach takes out the first four words of the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheishas, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Minai L'Ritzua Sheich Alego. How do you know? The Mishnah said that the Ritzua that was used had to be made out of calf skin. Why Shalego? Dechsev. Believe it or not, it's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says Arbam Yakenu, that's Malkus. And the pasuk right next to that says Lo Sachsim Shar B'Disha. And we learn a lot of halachas from the smichos of Arbam Yakenu to Lo Sachsim Shar B'Disha. That's how we know Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. That's how we know the halacha of Lav Shenita Klasei and Loikin Olav. Another halacha is we learn that the Ritzua, the implement that was used to give this person Malkus, has sheiches to a shar. An eagle is a baby shar. It was used from calfskin. It's learned that from the smichos of Arbam Yakenu and Lisach from Shar B'Disha. So the Gemara brought a memra that Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, Rav Sheshes was an Amoira, one of the later Amoiram. He was a Talmud of Rav, not later, but not the first generation of Amoiram. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Tana, stating that Rav Sheshes had certain Mesoira that he had heard, I assume not directly, but he had heard from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, related to smichos, we just mentioned one, and that is, how do you know the Ritzua is Shal Egel? It's because the parish of Abam Yaken was mentioned next to Lisach Shem Shor B'dishai. So the Gemara is going to digress for a moment with other halachas that Rav Sheshe said in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, related to darshaning smuchin. How do you know that if a Yevama falls liyibam and she falls to a mukashchin, that in chayis menoisa, meaning we allow her to say that I don't want to marry this man, and we allow her to somehow finagle her way out of the chi of Yibam. The chsib, it's learned out from this smichos. So all these parshias, I mentioned near each other in parshias Kiseitze. But you have lo sachsam shar b'disha, don't put a muzzle on a shar while it's grazing in the field. And you have the parsha of Yibam. So we learned there's an idea of lo sachsam when it comes to Yibam. What's this idea? That a Yevama that falls off Neimukashchin, Loisachsa. Now the truth is, a lot of lumdus related to this halacha. It's A Gemara in the Sechtes Bava Kama from all places, tucked away, Dav Kuf Yud Amid Beis. And in the Gemara over there, it's a little bit mashma that if a Yavama falls with name Mukashkin, she could actually come with a tain of Mekach Tois. Herstachidish? She could say that when I married my husband, and I agreed, I was Mekabel, Kedushin, Bedas, had I known that one day my husband was going to die, we weren't going to have children, I was going to fall to his brother, Liyibam, who's a Mukashchin, I would have never agreed to get married. And in the sugi of Bava Kama, Daf Kuf, Yud Amid Beis, it's Mavur, that's a Koyach HaTayna, and it could be she has a Taynas Mekach Tois, meaning our Gemara says it's a Drasha, with Arshining Smuchin, it's learned out from Leisach Shem Shabbatisha. But here the Gemara discusses it more in the world of Lamdas, more in the world of Das, more in the world of Mekach Tois, more in the world of Dvarim Shabalev, Umdun the Muchach, and the Gemara in that sugi says a Svara that she can maybe come with a Taina, Ilu I would have never agreed. And it's a phenomenal chiddush. Because at first glance, Mekach Tois always means if there's something that's prevalent this second, you're not aware of it, and you find out later, oh, I thought that this woman was able to bear children. I found out later she's an islandess. Okay, that's a Mekach Tois. She was an islandess at the time that you stood under the chuppah and you said, Ariat Mekudash, you just didn't know. So that's a taina of Mekach Tois, for example. Over here, the fact that she would one day fall Yibam wasn't something you could have, would have, or should have known at the time of the chasana. It was something that happened later. There was an event that took place. Nebuchadnezzar's man died, and punk, there was no children. So it wasn't something you could have known. So Mekach Tois, there should be a halacha of Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois is when there was a Tois. Where's the Tois? There's no Tois. Tois means it was a mistake. There was an error. I was misinformed. You weren't misinformed. You just didn't know the Asidus. Okay, Hashem is the Yodei Asidus. We're not Yodei Asidus. It's not something you could have possibly known. So Levi discusses this in a famous tshuva, but the income of Kaimi Laharach. Either way, Vam Rav Sheishis, Mishuva Laz Ben Azari, Kol Mevaza, Samay Yadim, another Aloch. Again, random. If someone is Mevaza, Yomim Toivim, it's Ki'ilu Oivet Avay Gezara. Dichsiv, again, it's learned out from a smichos. The Pasuk says, Elihei Masecha Lo Yisasa Lecha, that's Avay Gezara. Vesamach Le, and close to that, in the Torah it says it's Chaga Matzeis Tishmar. So we learned that there's a connection between Chaga Matzeis Tishmar and Elihei Masecha Lo Yisasa Lecha. So just to mention something about this for a moment, so we're all familiar with the Mishnah in Masechtas Avos. The Mishnah goes through the Ilu She'en Lem Chelek La'olam Haba, right? The Perek Chelek Fame. Rabbi Loza Amidoy Yomer HaMechalas HaKotchim VaMevazes HaMoyadois VaMalvin Pnei Chaveir Berabim VaMefer Brisei Shal Avram Dinu Olav HaSholim VaMegalu Ponim Bat So the Mishnah over there gives examples of people that don't have chelik in olam haba, and one of those people is a mevazeh samayados. Now, if you look at the Pirush Agra, now the Vilna Gaon wrote a Pirush on Avos. The Gaon's Pirush on Avos is different than his ordinary Pirushim, and the way it works is he gives a makar from a pasuk somewhere in Tanakh to the Mishnah that's being mentioned. That is the Pirush Agra on Avos, if you've never seen it inside. It's the way it works from the first Mishnah all the way to the last Mishnah. So on HaMevazeh Samayados, says the Gra, what's the Makar? It says, Elihei Masecha Loisasa Lecha, Uksiv Basreyes, Chaga Matzeis Tishma. He actually quotes this Gemara. This is the Pasuk that teaches me that a Mevazeh Samayados is Ein Lechelik Loilam Abba. In other words, if he's Kilu Oivet Avodah Zarah, so it's for that reason that he's also going to be an Ein Lechelik Loilam Abba. But it's something that's Sarach Bir. Someone's Mevazeh Samayados, Ein Lechelik Loilam Abba, so the Chidon is Svarim, says it a lot of times, says the Yisoid of a Mevazeh Samayados is not someone that just is Mevazeh Mayados, but he's Mevazeh the theme of the Mayados. Because our Emuna is predicated on Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's predicated on the Anani HaKavod, all the Matan Torah, those are the things that we commemorate. Those are the things that we remember when we celebrate our Yom Tov. So if somebody is Mevazeh the Mayados, that's not the point. But if someone is Mevazeh Yitzias Mitzrayim, if somebody's Mevazeh Matan Torah, if someone's Mevazeh Kibesukai Seishavti or the Anani HaKavod, now that's serious. A person like that is Kilo Oivet Avodah Zarah, you're touching on Kfira, and a person like that is also going to be an Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. Just one interesting halacha, again, hot button halacha, that's related to Mevazeh Samayados is, do you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or you're not supposed to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So it's Machlokes is Mechaber Ramah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Erech Chaim, Simon Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber says, B'chol HaMoed Gam Kein Asur Laniach Tefillin. It's also to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Miyatam azeh ba'atzmoy sheyimei Chol HaMoed gam himos. Why don't you put on tefillin on Shabbos v'yantif? Because tefillin is an ois. V'yolo ois al yotcha. Shabbos and yantif are also ois. You don't need the ois of tefillin on Shabbos v'yantif because you already have the ois of Shabbos v'yantif. So I don't need the ois of tefillin. So it says the mechaber, Chol HaMoed is also an ois. It's yantif. So being the Chol HaMoed is yantif, it's for that reason you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Ramah says, v'yesh oimrim, Shechol HaMoed chayev b'tfillin. Then Chol HaMoed, you are supposed to put on tefillin. It's the Ramah, by the way. Though the Chassidim and a lot of Ashkenazim that follow the Ramah ordinarily do not put on tefillin. But the Ramah says that Chol HaMoed chayev b'tfillin. V'chein noyagim b'chol galiloy se'elo. So the Poyla Shehidim used to wear tefillin, says the Ramah. La'anicham b'moyed ulevarich aleim. Ela she'im avarich aleim b'chol ram. B'beis ha'knesses k'moy shayi moys hashana. So, also interesting, apparently once upon a time people would make the bracha on tefillin really loud, but either way, which is probably why there's halacha that the bracha of our mitzvah tefillin you have to make quietly, because they used to make the bracha on the tefillin out loud. But he says that to make it out loud is something that you don't do, but the bottom line is, Mechaber says you don't put on tefillin, the Ramah says you do put on tefillin. Says the Mechaber, when he brings this issa to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, what's the yisoid of the issa? Because why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yantiv? Because they're oises. Yantiv is also, Chol HaMoed is also an ois. If you look in the Beis Yosef, he brings from the Zohar that the Zohar HaKadosh said that if somebody puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, chayev misa. He speaks very, very sharp. Why chayev misa? Zogin, the poiskim, I think the Goyen says in the Bir Agra, I don't have it in front of me. It's because of this halacha. Because if somebody puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so you know what it means? It means he's not machshiv Chol HaMoed as being yantif. If you're not machshiv Chol HaMoed as being yantif, you're a mevazes hamayadois. And mevazas hamayados is kilo oivin avay dezara. It's elay chelik lein laba. So it makes a lot of sense that probably chayv mis also. It's all in the same vein. So the yisoid of why putting on tefillin could be so chomer. This is the tifkeit. It's because you're showing that Chol HaMoed is not yantif. Chol HaMoed is not yantif. Now you're mevazas hamayados. By the way, if you look at the Rav Bar Tanura on the Mishnah mevazas hamayados, it says it's referring specifically to Chol HaMoed. Yantif people weren't mevazas. It was Chol HaMoed that people started being mevazas. So there's a specific emphasis in mevazas hamayados with regards to Chol HaMoed, and that's why it's so chomer potentially. Again, the Ramah says that the minhag was yet to do it. It's machlokes mechaber Ramah. Regardless, I'm Rav Sheshes, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Another halacha Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah related to darshaning smuchen. Kol masap lashon hara. Somebody speaks lashon hara. V'chalam mekabel lashon hara. Somebody is mekabel lashon hara. V'chalam meyut eid the sheker roy lashlicha l'klai. Deserves to be fed to the dogs. Dechsev lakelv tashlicha noisai. V'samuchlei. And next to that pasuk it says loisisa shem mashav. And then it says, "Al toshes yotchem rosh aliyah seid chamas." Loisisa shem hashav means don't accept lashon hara. And kori beinami loisasi shem hashav, don't speak lashon hara. And then it says, "Al toshes yotchem rosh aliyah seid chamas, don't speak eid sheker." So you see all these three halachas: kolam esap lashon hara, v'cholam mekabel lashon hara, v'cholam meid eid sheker. They're all next to the pasuk of akel tashlicha noisoi to teach me that somebody does any of these averes, roy lashlicha l'kavur shtei ritzoyes. So the Chazan HaKnesses that was giving the person Malkus, so he was holding a ritzur that was made out of ego. Why was it made out of ego? Arbam Yakeno v'samachle loisachsim shor b'dishoy. But he had two additional ritzuris that were made out of chamor. Tano shel chamor kide dorish ahugli lo aled Rav Chizda. There was a yid that came from the Galil, and he was once telling Rav Chizda, he was darshening to Rav Chizda. The pasuk says yada shor kineyo v'chamor evus ba'olav yisrael lo yada ami lo yizbayna. This is of course of Chazon Yeshayahu fame. This is in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon. How Yeshayahu Novi says, the Shor knows its master, and the Chamor knows its master, and Ami Lo Yada, and my nation Klai. So they weren't even like the Shor and the Chamor. The Chamor, who's the fool, he's always been the epitome of the fool. He somehow knew to have respect and to have a Karas HaTayf to his master. And Klai Yisrael, don't Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavai Misha Makar Eves Ba'olav, let the person who recognizes Evos Ba'olav, let the Chamor come, but Yifram and Misha Enei Makar Evos Ba'olav. Meaning, when a person doesn't have Eira, he's worse than the Chamor. So we have that symbolism. Let the Ritzuah be made out of Chamor to show this person, you're not even like the Chamor. Yoda Tefach. So the handle was a Tefach. And we said the width of the Ritzuah had to be a Tefach as well. And it also had to be long enough, the length, that when you hit the person from behind, it would tip over and touch his stomach. So you see from here that they had to have custom-made whips for each person that was going to be Chayav Malkus. Why? Because each person's width is different, and you need that for every person. It should be wide enough that there's going to be a little bit of a tip. Amalei Rava, so Rava told Abaye, it's amazing. Whenever there's Abaye, there's Rava. So Rava tells Abaye, no, you couldn't have custom whips, because in Kain, Nafesh L'Ritzuah's Tuva, you know how many whips they're going to have? Why would we make Bezdin go through the tircha of customizing a Ritzuah for every person that was Chayav Malkus? Elamai Rava, Avakse Islay. There was an adjustable knot. Kibay mikterbe, kibay merapabu. So this was a one-size-fits-all ritzua. They would adjust it per the width of the person that was getting malchus. Malchus, Mishnah said that one-third of the malchus was milafanov, and two-thirds were la'achrav. So how do you know that? Says the Gemara. It says, v'hipilu ha-shoifet, v'hiko lefanov, Kidei Rish Asoi Bemispar. So we darshin Risha Achas Milfanov. Kidei Rish Asoi is Lefanov, right? The Ko Lefanov in front of him is Kidei Rish Asoi. Rish Asoi is a Lashon Yachid. So one something is going to be Lefanov. And then it says Bemispar, which is a Lashon Rabim. So multiple is going to be not Lefanov, which means multiple is going to be La'achrav. So you have a singular amount, Lefanov. A plural amount, la'achrav, mi'ut rabba mishnayin, so we make it two, la'achrav, which means one-third lafanov, two-thirds la'achrav. Ish'achas b'lafanov, sh'tei reshuyo ismachrav. A little bit of a convoluted drasha. Ein malkin oisai. So what they used to do is, they would take the ritzua, and they would double it over. Not once, but twice. Amar v'chiz, amar v'yechid, minayin l'vitzua shim, uchpetles. How they know they would double it? Sh'nebe v'yipilu. And we darshin mihipilu miloshin vehichpilu, like Maras hamachpelo, vehichpilu. They would double it over. I thought I need vehipilu to tell me that they used to make the person getting malchus bend over. Right, instead he couldn't stand, he couldn't sit, but he had to bend over. And I was learning that from vehipilu. So how can you learn out two halachas from the same word? If we only wanted to say the person had to bend, we could have used a different word, yateyu. Hipilu is not the right word to use if all you want to say is that the person has to bend over. Elomai, tayrti, bemashma, we learn two things. Number one, the person getting malchus was doubled over. And number two, we learn from the hichpilu that they would double over the actual ritzua. Hamaka, makabi yodhi tanra, but ima midan chazonin, elochasere, koyach, viesere, madal. They made sure that the person administering the malchus, the person holding the whip, was chasere, koyach. They didn't take someone who was a gibar, some really strong person, but viesere, madal. He was an intelligent person. Now, they wanted him not to be too strong, so he shouldn't beat the brains out of this person. They wanted him to be intelligent, so he has to know how to count. So like this, he doesn't botch this up. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, afilu chaseire mada v'yaseire kayach. No, it could be in the reverse as well. He could be not the sharpest tool in the shed, but at the same time, be a gibar. That's also fine. Oh, my Rav, kavasad Rabbi Yehuda mestabrit. Chsev lo yosef pen yosef. It says, the Torah warns the chazan haknesses, bezin that's giving malchus, make sure you don't give him an extra mark. If you're dealing with someone that's not so smart, I understand why you have to warn him. You would think that Bezin would understand. They'd be very careful. They would have a good system, some double check type system to make sure that this person isn't going to get more makas than he has to get. So the Torah has to warn him. Why does the Torah have to warn him? So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbanim, ein mezarzin elo lemezuris. Of course, you warn people that can be warned. You know, someone that there's no one to talk to, chaseri mada, that person you don't warn because you're wasting your time anyways. Who do you warn? Someone that you know is going to benefit from the warning. Either way, you have no raya from there. Tanak shu magbiya, magbiya b'sheyot. When the person would lift his hand, he would lift both hands. Ukeshu maka maka b'yodayachas. But when he would hit with only one hand. Keichet the leisi mididay, because you have more strength if you're using one hand than you have if you're using two hands. There were three dayanim. And Makis was overseen by a Bezin Shal Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, and the Mishnah says that it was a Bezin Shal Chav Gimel. He has Xer Shava between Makis, Asya Rosha, Rosha. But really, the Chachamim, and that's the Halacha, there were three dayanim. So each dayan played a role. Hagadol Sheva Dayanim, the most chashav of the three dayanim, Kairi. He would be the one reading the psukim that the Mishnah discussed. The psukim in the Teichacha, Urachim Yichaper Avoy, Hasheni, Moina. The second one would count. One, two, three. Vashlishi, Oimer, Hiko. And the third person would say Hiko. And then there's a fourth person. He's not a dayan. He's just the Chazan HaKnesses. He's the person that's actually giving the Malkus. If there were a lot of Malkus, let's say the person was going to get the full 39. So Mayrich, so the person that was reading the psukim, he would read them very, very slowly. Because the idea is to try to read the psukim one time, and it should coincide with the malchus that are being given. Bisman shemaka muetes. Let's say he wasn't giving. Let's say the person's getting three malchus or six or nine. Mekatzer. Then he would say ashnel v'hirachem. But not faith to gemara chayzel etchilas hamikra. It's not mashma that way in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says he would read it, and then after he would read it, he would start all over again. So what does it sound like? It sounds like there's a set way of how you do it, and you just keep on repeating it as many times as you have to. Says the Gemara, mitzvah mitzamtzem. Really, the katchila, it's what we just said. There's a mitzvah to be mitzamtzem, to get it right, to coincide it perfectly, not to have to repeat it. The eloy tzimtzem, the Mishnah's talking about is if the person could have been mitzamtzem, then you should go backwards, you should start it all over again. Tana Rabbah, Namakir Rabbah. It says in the Pasuk that when the Shliach Besdin was giving Malkus, you have to be very careful not to give more malchus than the person gets. Lashon HaPasuk. Arboim yakenu, lo Yosef, ten Yosef lehakosoy al eile makor rabba, v'niklo chichole nechem. It's very interesting, that word rabba. So tomorrow we're going to speak out something fast from Rabbeinu Bechaya on the word rabba. But for now, the Gemara Darshan, what does rabba mean? Makla rabba? Don't give him a makla rabba. What if you give him a small makla, a kleine zetz? That's okay. It's only a big blow that you're not allowed to do beyond the 39. It's only a makarabba. What's the emphasis? How do you know that makarabba is also tamalei lo Yosef? You know what you learn from here? Shei makarabba. That the 39 was supposed to be makarabba. Rivan says it was supposed to be b'chol koichoi. Meaning, each makar was a makarabba. And that's the point. Don't give him an extra makarabba. From there you learn that the Hakayas were all Makarabba. But it's not that it's only usher to give an additional Makarabba. It's usher to give any additional Makar. By the way, it's just kedai to know that this Pasuk, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef, is the Makar that a Yid is not allowed to hit another Yid. So if a person physically hits somebody else, now if somebody hurts somebody financially, that we know, there's many Pesukim in the Torah, that's the Ochai Shemishpat, all the Bavis. But what about from an Isser V'Heter standpoint? If somebody goes over and somebody punches someone in the nose, are you over an Avera? The answer is yeah. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chayvul Mazik, Perikei Alocha Aleph, Asu La'odam Lachboil, it's also for a person to cause chavala, bein ba'atzme, bein b'chaver. So you can't cause chavala in yourself, you can't cause chavala in your chaver. If a person hits an adam kashim yisrael, bein katam, bein gob, bein ish, bein isha, derech mitzoya, and he does it while he was fighting, hareze over b'loisa, say, shenema lo yosef la'koisa. Listen to the Rambam. If the Torah said that a choyte, someone that's chayav malchus, you're not allowed to hit. Don't give the person a 40th hakah. Who are you dealing with? Someone that was high of 39 malchus. Don't give him a 40th. Certainly you're not allowed to be makah tzadik. So this pasuk of lo Yosef pen Yosef, this pasuk is the makar that a person is not allowed to hit another person. Now, but derech agav, the Rambam threw in two things. Number one, the Rambam said, "Also the Adam lach boil bein ba'atzmai bein b'chaveira." That this iser of lo Yosef is not only if you hit somebody else, but you can't even cause chavala to yourself. And over the years, we've spoken on many tshuvas from Ramosha and Igros Moshe, where Ramosha discussed, is a person allowed to go for plastic surgery, for example? He's going to go under anesthesia, and the doctor is going to make some sort of chavala in him. That chavala, also la'odam lach ba'el ba'atzmai, whether he's a man, whether he's a woman, it shouldn't really matter. Dieting, Ramosha discussed in the context of chavala. If a person is going to go on a diet, he's going to cause himself tzar. You could be right here at the sister of also la'odam lach ba'el ba'atzmai ba'el b'chaver. Ramosha even discussed it in the context of puncturing yourself to give blood for a blood drive. It's amazing the places where Ramosha threw in this idea of also la'odam lach ba'el ba'atzmai ba'el b'chaver. The Kasha, how Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef famously made themselves blind. How were they able to make themselves blind? What happened to Adam Lachbo Ba'atzmai? Gemara's in the beginning of Perakapoyalim. So this is a halacha that you have to be cognizant of, because it really touches on many, many Gemara's Bein Ba'halacha, Bein Ba'agada. But the bottom line is, it's also for a person to be Chayvel, Bein Ba'atzmai, Bein Ba'acherim, and it's learned out from here. The other interesting diuk in the Rambam is, when the Rambam brings the Isser, he says Derech Nitzoyen. It's only Osir if it's Derech Nitzoyen. But if it's not Derech Nitzoyen, it's not going to be Osir. The question is, how could a person be Chayvul Ba'atzmoy Derech Nitzoyen? You're fighting with yourself? Say, maybe, you know, you're on a diet, you're fighting with yourself, but in another way. But what's the Derech Nitzoyen? So Rav Moshe Netshuva, I think, brings Rav Tuvia Goldstein asking this kasha. But either way, the income of Koymila Harav. Look, the Gemara right there. Niskalkel. So the Mishnah said, a very interesting halacha, that if while the person is getting Malkus, he has an accident. So he now was embarrassed. So if he was embarrassed, the halacha is that he's off the hook. Because it was already in a sky in Veniklo Achicha Beinecha. Now, what kind of accident? Said the Mishnah, Bein Berei, Bein Bemayim Potter. Rabbi Yehuda said, O Ish Berei, Va Isha Bemayim. So the Bryce elaborates on this. Tan Rabbanon, Echod Ish, Echod Isha Berei, Vlo Bemayim, Divir Amir. Amir says, it's only Berei. So if the person's accident was Berei, Begdoilim, that's when he's potter. But Bemayim, not. Rabbi Yehuda says, O Ish Berei, Va Isha Bemayim. No, it depends. O Ish is Berei, Ish is Bechom, Bemayim, Echod Ish, Echod Isha, Bein Berei, Bein Bemayim. Vatanya Freik, Gemara, we learned to the Bryce, so Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Echod Ish, Echod Isha Berei. How could Rabbi Yehuda say, O Ish Berei, Va Isha Bemayim? Rabbi Yehuda said it in our Mishnah. He also said it in this Bryce, but Rabbi Yehuda said it in another Bryce, Echod Ish, Echod Isha. Berei, Amrav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Shneim Shavim Berei. What he meant to say was that everybody agrees Berei. The chiddush is that Isha is even Bemayim. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the second Braisa, Echad HaIsh VeEchad HaIsha Berei. He meant Berei everybody, as it relates to Mayim and not Rei, an Ish that has an accident, Niskalko Bemayim. He's not off the hook, and Isha that's in Skalka B'mayim, she would be off the hook. Amar Shmuel, Kavsu, if they tie this person down to this Amud, and they're about to give him Malkus, V'rotz mi Bezdin, and he ran away from Bezdin, Potter, he's going to be Potter. Freik the Gemara, Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. Now, why are you going to be Potter? The reason you're going to be Potter is because being tied down, giving it away, the Gemara's going to say this, the reason being tied down, when a person gets tied down, he's embarrassed. And it's Niskayim v'niklo achicha beinecho. And just like Niskalkel, he's off the hook because he was embarrassed. It was Niskayim the v'niklo achicha. So too, if he gets tied down, he gets to run away, he's off the hook. Because by being tied down itself, you're already embarrassed. Faith the Gemara, Kolo, if a person was embarrassed, bein barishoino, bein b'shniya, poitrin oisai. So if the person was Niskalkel, whether it was barishoino, by the first hakah, meaning he wasn't hit yet, or it was bishnei, it was hit once and it was before the second hakah, he's off talk. Nifs garitzua. What if the person was tied down and as the shliach bezdin is about to hit him, all of a sudden the ritzua tears. So bishnei paitronaisai, but rishayne ain't paitronaisai. The second one is potter, the first one is not. Amai labi karatz. Why don't we say that nifsika ritzua is similar to ratz? Meaning when the person ran away, all he got was the fact that he was tied down. He was never hit. But we're saying being tied down in and of itself is v'nikla chicha beinecha, and it's for that reason if he runs away, he's going to be potter. So nifsika ritzua should be the same thing. If you tie him down and you want to hit him, you can't hit him because nifsika ritzua, just like if he was hit once, he's off the hook, then l'chaira, even if he wasn't hit at all, say that being tied down in and of itself is the kapara. But the Gemara says, Hasam ratz, hachalei ratz. No. It's being tied down and running away. The prison break itself is part of the embarrassment. Having to run away and they're trying to find you, and that in and of itself is part of the busha. So nifsakar ritzua, all you were was tied down. That's not enough of a busha. Therefore, you're not going to be potter. If you were hit once, then you're going to be potter. But if you ran away, running away is all part of it. Tanu rabbanam du'lish yila kikola paichunayse. Even a bigger chiddush. Let's say when Bezin does the assessment, they say, oh, this person, he can handle 39 malkas. But he's not going to be able to handle the embarrassment, and he's going to be in the skalko. So the halacha is patronizer. He was off the hook completely. Let's say they assess that he can handle the malchus, and even while he's getting the malchus, he'll be able to control himself. But after he gets the malchus, then he's going to lose control of his bowels, and then already he's going to be in the skalko. Then the halacha is malchus. So they would give him the malchus. Let's say before he got the first hakah, he was niskalkel. They still gave him the malchus. Shenemar v'yiko v'nikla v'loy shaloka kvar bebezin. The only time v'nikla is a ptor is if he already got hakah, but if not, not. So it's only if they assess that during the malchus itself, he's going to have it. But if it's before or if it's afterwards, in either one of those cases, he is not going to be off the hook. So before we go weiter, just to hit the pause button, for 1 second, just want to go back and speak out one ha'ara that relates to everything that we're discussing now. So again, this is the final stretch of Masechtas Malkus, so we have to chaper right here a few things. So, number one, so we had the idea that it says in the Torah, Bar Miakeno, stating that Bezdin used to give 39. We spoke out the Gevaldige Chiddush of the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yizayin Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says the Midday Rice it's 40. It's only Midrabbanan that it's 39, because the rabbis were concerned that if you're going to let this person get what he's supposed to get, what if you're going to make a mistake? People make a toys and cheshbon with one sometimes, and you're going to end up giving him 41. Give him 41. The Shliach Bezdin is going to be over the Isra of LaYosef Pen Yosef. So the Rabbanan, to protect the Shliach Bezdin from being over the Isra, said don't give 40. Instead of giving 40, give 39. Like this, you won't give 41. And what happens if you give one more than the 39? You're going to get 40, which is what the person is supposed to get anyways. But in the Rambam's world, Midday Rice, it's 40. It's only Midday Rabbanan that it's 39. We spoke at Yesem, Mechaz Chinuch, Kasha. The Taz says that even though Yesh Koich, Beat Chachamim, Lak, Yodavim, and HaTorah, B'Shev Al Taisa, if it means to go and protect an Issedei Raisa, like don't take Da'al Minim on Shabbos, or don't blow Shofar or Shonish Chalias B'Shabbos, but that's only if you're being Oiker something once in a while. But if you're going to be Oiker a Dover HaMefurish B'Torah permanently, that's something you're not allowed to do. And over here, essentially, that's what you're doing. Because you're saying instead of 40, it should always be 39. And the Torah says, Abram Yakenu. But either way, the Rambam from a halachic standpoint, Mechaz Chinuch's Kasha, and really from a machshava standpoint, it certainly sounds like a very big chiddush. But I saw the Chassam Sofer says something very interesting. The Chassam Sofer says that it says in the Torah, Abram Yakenu, really it's supposed to be Abram Yakenu. So why do you only give the person 39? Says the Chassam Sofer, because when this person is brought into Bezdin, and they tie him up, and the Chazan HaKnesses gets up with the Ritzuis made out of calfskin and donkey's hide. This person is going to be embarrassed. And now he's going to be embarrassed. He's presumably going to have a Hirat Shuvah. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the first Makkah. That's the first Makkah. The Hirat Shuvah, that's the first Makkah. So it's 40. Really, it's 40. And he brings Ramazim, the 40 days of Kabbalah Satayra that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchais, and he has all these different Ramazim of Arba'im, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Nestaris, and he quotes all those things. But he says the Chassam Sofer, that really it should be 40. But we understand that this person already had a klap in hearts, and that klap in hearts counts as numero uno in terms of the minion of 40 Malkus. That's why we only have to be Maslim. We only have to give the person the other 39. See, ties in B'derek Shush very nicely to the Gemara. The Gemara said, Amar Rava, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inchi. The Kami Mikam Sefer Torah, but like Kami Mikam Gavir Rabba. There are people, they stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Gavir Rabba. By the Sefer Torah, it says Arba'i, and the Rabbanim said 39. So you see, the Rabbanim have Koichis even more than the, or to interpret the Torah in a way that you never understand how to interpret the Torah. So if you stand up for a Sefer Torah, you should certainly stand up for a Gavir Rabba. So says the Chassam Sofer, Al Pi Darkei. He says that why do people not respect Talmid Chachamim sometimes? You see a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, and there are people sometimes that have a hard time respecting them. It's a reality. He says, why not? Because someone's going to say, I saw that Rav, you know, I once heard him say something he wasn't supposed to say, I once heard him do something he wasn't supposed to do. And people are very quick sometimes to be Choshed people, and certainly people that are Choshed. And this, of course, is Matim, with the Chassam Sofer himself writes in a Tshuva, in Chelek Vav, he talks about V'yisim Nikiyim Me'Hashem in Yisrael. He says to be, V'yisim Nikiyim Me'Hashem is Nishkan Kuntz. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. And with Hashem, if you're a good person, Hashem's going to see you as a good person. But to be the Yisim Nikim Yisrael, now that's a kunz. He says, because you can be the biggest tzaddik in the world. But what if you have someone that's jealous? What if you have someone that has an iron run? He's going to look at you in a negative way. He's not going to think you're a good person. So he says, the Yisim Nikim Hashem, that's not hard. But to be Yisim Nikim Yisrael, said the Chassam Sofer, that's hard. And he writes, there were many, many times where he thought and he pondered and he introspected whether it's even possible to be Mekayim V'Yisim Nikim Yisrael. Because there's always going to be someone that's not going to fagin, someone that's going to just, that's who he is. Al Pi Tivo, he's going to be Choshed you. And it's very, very hard to be Mekayim V'Yisim Yisrael. And he fears that it's with a punchline. Maybe that's Pshad in Tzadik Baritz Asher Yasa Toiv Lo Yechta. You know what Shavera? Tavera V'Yisim Nikim Yisrael. It's an impossible thing, says the Chassam Sofer. But the reality is, you have people that are Choshed, and people sometimes, they don't have proper respect. You know what the Teretz is? So what should be the mindset of someone that sees something like this? He's an Adam Chashuv, and he did something that was wrong, and he doesn't know what to do now. He wants to stand up for him, but in his mind, he just can't come to himself. The Teretz is that if he's an Adam Chashuv, he probably did tshuva. And the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, if you see a tzaddik that doesn't have era, it's batuach that he had a hira tshuva, and all the schosim and all the wonderful things that he does is mechapara, maybe on this little chet that it was that you saw. Where do you see that a hira tshuva is considered a klap? And it's a mechaper. You see that in Malkus, because you don't need 40, you need 39. Because the Hirut Tshuva itself, that hachna, that feeling that you have, I shouldn't have done that, that in and of itself is a makkah. That's the segue over here. The segue is that it says in the Torah Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said 39, what must the pshat be? Because the 40th is the Hirut Tshuva that the person has. Oh, if that's the case, you stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Because even if you see a Talmud Chacham that did something that you really want to be chayshid, there's no reason to be chayshid, because biadua, there's no question that this person did Tshuva. You know, we've spoken out in the past, Meir de Gevart from the Chida. The Gemara says that Shimon Amsuni Hayadirish call S and Shabbatiris. We all know the Gemara. He used to darshan S. Every time it says in the word S, he had something to take out of the word S. Until he came to the word S Hashem Lekechatira. And as Hashem Lekechatira, S was always like, not only this, but even that. What could be in addition? What could be even tougher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You should have Yiruf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just Yiruf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something else as well. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, V'omar Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, V'Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's famous observation that it doesn't say that Shimon Amsuni came around, that even though Rabbi Akiva said it, and he used to be Derish Koles and Shabbat Torah, he had an industry, he was famous for this. No, Shimon Amsuni, what are you going to say for this as? And everyone knew that was his thing. He hit a stumbling block. He couldn't come over it. Rabbi Akiva, Tana de Masayel, he gave him a way out, and he still wouldn't accept it. Pure intellectual honesty, no negias. He felt that he couldn't accept as a chamel kachatir. The rabbis of he wasn't going to go back to. But the Chida asked, "What does the Gemara mean?" Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came, so the Chida said pshat based on the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav Amen Aleph. The Gemara says there were four people that were nichnas lapardas. Who were the four people? Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. By the way, when I was looking over this Gemara again, it struck me. You would think that the Tanam would be mentioned in order of their chashivas. First Ben Azai, then Ben Zoyma, then Acher, and only fourth Rabbi Akiva. I think it's an interesting observation. But the bottom line is, so the Gemara says that Ben Azai, the Gemara says, couldn't handle what he saw when he was Nicholas Lepardis. Ben Zoyma died. Acher, of course, became Acher, he went off to Derech, and Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shal and v'yatza b'shal. So the Gemara says, what did Acher see when he was nichnas l'pardes that caused him to start questioning his faith and caused them eventually to be kitzetz b'netoyes? Says the Gemara, Chaza matatrin de yisyav le'rishusa le'meisa le'michnas avchasa de Yisrael. He saw the Malach Matat, that's Chanoich, v'yisal Chanoich eso alekim, v'inenu, he became the Malach Matat. So he sees Chanoich, he sees the Malach Matat, he's sitting down, and he's writing the chusam of the Yidin. Omar, he said, Gemira, we have a Mesoyer, de l'mayla, have a we know, I heard, I always learned from my Rabbeim, that there's no yeshiva in Shamayim. Shemechas v'shom beiz v'shuyah saying? Does it mean that maybe there's two reshuyahs, there's two Shamayims? He started having thoughts of kvira. Says the Gemara, Afkula matat, they took matat out, umachyu shitin pulsi denura. They gave him 60 hakois, 60 pulsi, they gave him malchus. 60 malchus. Amalei, they told him, my time, kichazisi, when you saw these yidin, like, komis mikameh. Why did you get up? And the Gemara continues the story. So what caused Acher to go off the derech? He saw the Malach Matat sitting. And they were very upset at Malach Matat. They gave him 60 Malkis. And they told him, why didn't you stand up? Now, Pashma, you learned this Gemara. What was the time on the Malach Matat? Why should he have stood up? He should have stood up because he should have realized he's going to be machshel there. Because there's a Messiah. There's no yeshiva in Shemayim. And Acher couldn't even fathom it. Bekiva understood it, Ben Azim, Ben Zayim, but Acher couldn't come to terms with it. So why are you being machshaliyah? Abzok techida, that he has a Messiah, that's not the pshat. You know what the taina was? The taina was four gedolei Adar walk into a room. You're supposed to stand up. Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Elisha Barabu, Pnei Seva Tokum, Vodarta Pnei Zokin, that was the Taina. Zok Tichida, that's the Gemara. As Hashem Alekechatir, they couldn't figure out. You should have Yiru, you should have covet for someone. Like Tufel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva. To Rabbi Akiva came. Not Ad Shadarish Rabbi Akiva. Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva. He entered the room. And the Malach Matat didn't stand up. And they gave the Malach Matat Malkus. So you see from here the chshivos of standing up for a Gavur Rabba. Kama Tipshoy. You see from here what it means. Covet for a Talmud Chacham. Yeah. Now you kedarshan as Hashem Alekech Atira. The rabbis tell me the chachamim, you have to have yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you also have to have yira, es, it's blush and tafel, but you have to have yira for a Talmud Chacham as well. But I'll just tell you one punchline, im beis medrash b'loi chiddush, as it relates to today's daf. So they gave him malchus, they gave him 60 malchus. There's another gemara above Metzia, daf peheh, the day is not going to go through that story, but the gemara that tells a maisa with Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi did something that beget malchus, and they gave him shisin Malkois pepulsudin, same exact Lashon HaGemara. They gave him 60 Malkois. The Teres Chaim on that Gemara says, why 60? So he says something very interesting. He says, Bedine Adam, when Bezin gives Malkois, they give 39. Why 39? Because a person becomes a Bar Oinshin, Bedine Adam, when he's 13. If a person doesn't have air when he's 12, there's no Malkois. 13, you get Malkois. It's 13 times 3. 13 times 3 is 39. He says, Bedine Shemayim, when does a person start getting punished? When he's 20. So Malkus is going to be 20 times 3. 20 times 3 is 60. Sisrei Torah, Azoy State and Torah Chaim. Now, Torah Chaim was an Achron, an early Achron. Kvega brings the Torah Chaim. He was an early Achron, but he was an Achron nonetheless. But I found in the Daskein of Bali Toysfus and Parshas Vayera, he brings as follows. Vayrav Rab Yehuda Chosid Omar Tam, Lama Malkin Lamayla Shishin. Ube brings this Gemara Chagigat as well. Ubezin shall mata Malkin Arbon Chosir Echad, Vishal mata Unchemi Ben Yud Gimel. Malkin Arbon Chosir Echad, Shlish upon him Yud Gimel. Ule Mailo ain Unchen Ki Immi Ben Esrim, Velochin Malkin Shishim. Shehim Shloisha Pa'amim Esrim. Again, Tzorich Beer above my pay grade, but either way, some interesting raid as it relates to Malkus Arbon, Malkus Arbon Chasarachas, Malkus Shishim, and specifically this idea that the Gemara famously brings in the end of the Sechtes Makis, Kamen Tik Psho Yishan Rinshi, the Kaimi Kami Sefer Torah, for like Kaimi Mikpeh Gavir Rab, and of course, whenever you can speak out of Geshmak Yichsam Sefer, it was already worth it. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, Kol Chai Bekrisois, Shaloku, Nifteru Yudei Krisos. So if somebody doesn't have Erev, which is Chayv Karas, and now he gets Malkus, he's done. He doesn't have to worry about the chorus anymore. He's not going to get chorus. Malkus paters chorus. Shenemar v'niklo ochicho le'enecho kishaloko hareyo kochicho. Then after the person gets Malkus, he's still ochicho, which means he's not someone that's chayev misa. If he was chayev misa, if he was chayev chorus, he wouldn't be considered ochicho. Divi Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. V'om Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Ma'im ho'ivra v'ira achas. Noitol nafshay oleo. With regards to the whole idea of karas, said Rav Chanan ben Gamliel, I want to make an observation, a positive observation. He says, Madoch, if a person is over a chayve krisos, it's a beautiful Mishnah, the halacha is, he's chayv karas, ha'oise mitzvah achas, if a person does one mitzvah, alachas kama v'kama, can you imagine what he's going to get? And not just that, chati nosein loy nafshay, he's going to get a schus, he's going to get a license to live. Madach, someone that's over a chayve krisos, is going to potentially lose everything for the one aveira, the one bila, the one chayve krisos that he did. So could you imagine if a person does one mitzvah, how much chayim, how much life he's going to get? Now, there's no time to go through this morning, but whenever you talk about karis, you have to realize there's an idea of, you know, karis loosely translated means a person's going to die young. But for that, there's misa v'dei shamayim. Karis is much deeper than that. Ramban talks about it in Pirush al HaTorah Parsha Shlach, and really the Rishonim discuss this at length. The idea of karis is cut off. A person is loyaleinu, he's cut off. And cut off can mean by lamazeh, it can mean by lamadba. Yikaris tikaris, yikaris by lamazeh, tikaris by lamadba. So there's an element of being cut off that happens to a person that's chayiv karis. So madach, a person can somehow become unplugged by doing one avera. Can you imagine how plugged in you can get by doing one? It's what Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon added to that, and he said, you can learn it from the same parasha. Shenema, the pasuk says, "V'nichrasu anefashos ha'osos b'kerev amon." That's in the parasha of Arayas, and then it says in that same parasha, that same context, again in the parasha of Arayas, parashas Achrimos, "Ashayasa oisa adam v'chay behem." And you know what you learn from here? This is the punchline. Kol ayoyshe v'lo yover aveiro. If somebody is sitting and he doesn't do an aveiro, noisel ischarko is a mitzvah. So if a person is over chayvi krisos, he's over in gilui Arayas, it could be karis. But you know what else you see? That if a person has an opportunity to be nichshol b'gilui arayis, and he's not nichshol b'gilui arayis, he overcomes his yetzahara, that could be a source of a chaybem. A chaybem means a noilam abba. So if you could be hikares tikares for doing the avera, not doing the avera could be a reason for you to get a mitzvah. And Rashi quotes him, midatayvus, even merubu, midas peronius. Either way, Zokhtimar, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yoimer, Harei Yoimer, the pasuk says, Rach hazak, levilti achelos, adam ki adamu anefesh. Says in the Torah, now let it eat blood. So madach, if someone controls himself and he overcomes his taiva to eat blood, so that person's going to be rewarded. Gezel v'arayas. If a person overcomes his yetzar from doing something that's enjoyable, something that he would want to do, such as gezel and arayas. Shenafshe shalodma misavel lehem umicham dosan. A pirish mehem, if someone controls himself from that, alachas kama v'kama. I listen to the Lashon HaMishnah. She yiska loy uledeiroisav, uledeiroisav, deiroisav, ad soiv kol adoiris. So if a person has an opportunity to be nichshel and gezel and arayas, not only is he himself going to benefit from overcoming his yetzahara, but there's a schus that could be yamid loy lezaroy lezerazaroy at soif kaladiris. Reb Chanani ben Akasha Oimer. Rotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu lazakis as Israel levika chirv lam toyer mitzvah shenemar. Hashem chofes lamaim sitka yakul toyer v'yader yasi. Dok digem maram Rabbi Yechanan. Chalukin alav chaverov al Reb Chanani ben Gamliel. Reb Chanani ben Gamliel said in the Mishnah that if somebody was chayv karis and now he gets malchus, so the malchus that he gets exempts him. He doesn't need karis anymore. The malchus somehow pates him from karis. Said Rabbi Yechanan that Reb Chanani ben Gamliel said it. He's a yachid, and it's really the opinion of a yachid. But chalukin olav chaverov al Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. Amri vada bar havar amri bei Rab. Tanina, I know it from a Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Ein bein Shabbos liyem ha-kippurim, elo shazez zedayna b'day yadam, zez zedayna b'day karas. What's the meaning of Shabbos on Yontif? On Shabbos, you can't do malachas on Yontif. On Yom Kippur, you can't do malachas. But there's a chilek. If somebody does malachas b'mezid b'edem v'asra, on Shabbos, he's chayiv misas bezin skila. If somebody does malacha on Yom Kippur b'mezid b'edem v'asra, he's not chayiv skila, he's only chayiv karas. Zeh, Shabbos, zedayna b'day yadam. If he does it amazing, he's punished by the yadam. Vizeh, Yom Kippur, Zedoinai be karis. Frank, the Gemara of Im, Iso, if Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's right, that someone that's chayv karis can get malchus. And by getting malchus, he's not going to be chayv karis anymore. Either be the yadam, it comes out they're both bidine yadam. Shabbos is bidine yadam skiva, and Yom Kippur is bidine yadam malchus. So the Gemara says two terus. First terus is Rabbi Nachman Oimer, Homani Rabbi Yitzchaki. Maybe the Mishnah, Mesechus Megillah, is going to Rabbi Yitzchak. To Amar Malchus b'chayv krisis lakah. Who holds that someone that's chayv karis never gets malchus? Rabbi Yitzchak, who was mentioned in the beginning of Perek Elein Aloikim, we had the three of Machloikis, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. What lav gets malchus? According to Rabbi Yishmael, even Chayvi Mises Bezdin. According to Rabbi Akiva, only Chayvi Krisos, not Chayvi Mises Bezdin. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if there's Mises Bezdin or Karis, you're never going to get Malchus. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, obviously it's not possible to get Malchus for Chayvi Krisos. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said as Allah, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, that hold that there is Malchus by Chayvi Krisos. He said a Chiddush, that Chayvi Krisos Shalaku Niftarim Midei Krisosa. And it could be everybody agrees with that. Either there's a Mishnah Megillah that says, Zez Adoina be Karis, as Mashma, there's no Bedina Adam element to doing Malach on Yom Kippur, yeah, according to Rav Yitzchak, that holds there's no Malchus period by Chayvi Krisos. But Enochinami, Laman Nama, that there's Malchus by Chayvi Krisos, maybe if you get Malchus, you'd be Potter. But the Gemara says another territory, Rav Ashi, my fellow Temi Rabbanan, Zeh Iker Zedayim B'dei Adam, here the Iker is B'dei Adam, Zeh Iker Zedayim B'dei Shemaim, here the Iker is B'dei Shemaim. Omer Rav Adabar Ahava, Omer Rav, Halach Rav Chanayim B'Gamliel, Halach Zeh Rav Chanayim B'Gamliel. The Halach is that if somebody was Chayv Karis and he gets Malchus, he doesn't have to worry about the chorus anymore. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Man salik le'elo va'asa va'ama." Really? Where'd we get this memo? Who got this telegram? Who went up to Shemayim and found out that if somebody is chayv chorus and he gets malchus, he's going to be potter from the chorus? Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, "This is your kasha." Elohodam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shloish advar maslo bezin shomata v'skima bezin shomata. There were three things that were enacted in bezin shomata, and they were maskim in Shemayim. Man solik le'elavah. So who exactly came down with that memo? Elo kroy kardashina, and it's all based on sukkim. No, hakanami kroy kardashina. Why can't this be based on sukkim as well? Goof. Amalei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shloish advar maslo bezin shomata v'skima bezin shomata. There were three takonas that were enacted again in bezin shomata, and they were maskim in bezin shomata. Elohei mikra megillah. The obligation to read a Megillah, the Sheila Shalom B'Shein, and when you greet someone, you can say Shalom Aleichem. Why is that a Chiddush? Because Shalom, it's a Gemara Tzaita, Daf Yud, is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Hechitesi, you can go over to a guy and say Shalom Aleichem, right? How do you know you have a right to do that? Shalom is the name of Hashem. No, you could do it. V'avos Maiser, and there was a Takana that you take Maiser. Ordinarily, a person, if he has Maiser, so you can give it to any Kohen Levi, anyone that you want to. It's what we know as Tevis Hanah. Right, there's something called Tevis Anor. It has real value. I get to decide who I'm going to give my gift to. But Ezra was misakin that all the maises should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and then in the Beis HaMikdash they're going to decide what to do with it. Basically, they stripped away the Tevis Anor from the Bailam. These were all chedushim. Read a Megillah, that's a chedush. You can say Shalom Aleichem with the name of Hashem, that's a chiddush. And I don't have Tevis Anor, I can't decide who I give my Trumas and Maisers to, instead I have to bring it to the Beis Hashem, that's a chiddush. But, says the Gemara, even though it was enacted by Bezin Shalmata, they somehow got a memo from Shemayim saying that they did the right thing. How so? Mikra Megillah d'chsev kimu v'kiblu hayadudim. Kimu l'mayla masha kiblu l'mata. That's the kimu v'kiblu. That they somehow got a haskama from Shemayim. Sheila Shalim d'chsev hinei boyaz bomi beis lechem v'yoyim l'koytzim Hashem imochem. Says that boyaz, when he came and he met the koytzim, he says Hashem imochem. He uses Hashem's name. So you see, you can use Hashem's name when you greet someone. Another pasuk that teaches me the same thing. Hashem imcha giber chayim. My v'omer. Why do you need two pasukim? Very simple. Because v'chitei m'boyaz who the other midaite u'mishmai lo yaskim v'yodei. How do you know from boyaz that they were maskim in Shemayim? Because boyaz did it. We're trying to prove that in Shemayim they agreed. Okay, boyaz was a god of Adar. He wouldn't have done it if it was wrong. But still, it's not a raya. Says the Gemara Tashma. You're right. That's why there's a second pasuk. V'omer Hashem imcha giber chayil. Hashem imcha giber chayil. That was a malach talking to Gidoin. If the malach greeted Gidoin with the Shem Hashem, that's already a haskama from Shemayim. And finally, Havos Meiser. What's the raya that they were maskim in Shemayim? That a person shouldn't have toivus hano when it comes to giving Meiser, but rather bring everything to the Beis Hamikdash. The Chsiv Hivyu as Kol HaMeiser al Beis Oitzer. So everyone knows the second part of this pasuk, but the first part of this pasuk is very seldomly darshan. Here you have it. Take all the Meiser and bring it to the Beis Oitzer. V'yiterep beveiser. What's the end of the pasuk? U'b'chanuni no bezois. Amar Hashem tzvakos am le'efto l'chem as harubis ha'shamayim v'arikoysu l'chem roch ad b'lidai. You give Meiser. B'chanuni no bezois, says Hashem. You can even test me. Kentzmech priven. Right? You can challenge me. You'll see. You give me Maisa, I'm going to give you back Brocha Ad Bolidai. My Ad Bolidai, Omer Omi Barav, Ad Sheyivlu Sifsoi Seichem Miloimar Dai. So just before we go weiter, we'll just end with this. And that is, so the Gemara said, Kol Chai V'Krisa Shalaku Niftara Yidei Krisasa. If somebody was Chai of Karis and he gets Malkus, so he's going to be now Potter from his Karis. And the Gemara came out, Halacha K'Rab Chananya Ben Gamliel. Halacha is like K'Rab Chananya Ben Gamliel. That if somebody was Chai of Karis and he gets Malkus, he'd be off the hook. So we all know that this was something that actually played itself out a few hundred years ago. Very much Allah l'maisa, there was a tremendous, tremendous controversy. And this was after the expulsion from Spain, where the Anusei Sfarad, many of whom were living outwardly like Einu Yehudim, and doing Averis, Chavi Krisas, really, really bad Averis. But inside, they had never given up. And really, they wanted to be Yidden. They were just afraid. And they felt that was what they needed to do in order to survive. But they also realized that they were going to need Kapara for all the Averis that they did. So they tried toiling somehow or another to get Kapara for their Averis. They were Chayv Karis. They don't want Karis. But it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Makis. The Mishnah says, Kol Chayv Krisa Shalaku Nifteru Al Yedei Krisasan. It's Rab Chananya Ben Gamliel. The Gemara says, Chalukin Olav Chaveru Al Rab Chananya Ben Gamliel. But the Gemara also says, Omar Rab Halacha K'Rab Chananya Ben Gamliel. So they decided they wanted to get Malkus. Give us Malkus. We'll be potter from Karis. We won't have to worry about it anymore. The problem is, in order to get Malkus, you need a Bezin Shal Gimel, but you need a Bezin Shal Smuchin. You need a Bezin a Mumchin. And Smicha means you would have had it gotten Smicha from someone that got Smicha from someone that got Smicha. This is not the kind of Smicha you can get online. Right? This is the kind of Smicha that you would have to have a Mesira dating all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that chain, unfortunately, was lost. And being that that chain was lost, there was no Smuch. So if there's no Musmich, there's no Malkus. If there's no Malkus, there's no way out of the situation. But Kiyadua, the Mari Beirav, who was the Gadol at the time in Tzvas, he said he has an Eitzah based on a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet. Again, we've spoken about this at length. We even have a rate bite on this. Where the Rambam says, Nirali Advarim, She Meskimu Kol HaChachomim Shem Eretz Yisrael. All the Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael would agree to appoint someone as a Dayim, and he should be a Musmich. Harei Elu Smuchim V'yesh Lam Dine Knosses V'yesh Lismach Acher. That if all the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, everybody would agree that one person should be a musmich, that in and of itself can make him into a musmich. Then he can be masmich other people. Either way, they made the Mari Beirav a musmich. Legend has it that he was masmich the Alshech and the Beis Yosef, who was then masmich Reb Chaim Vital. So there's a lot of drama and interesting historical anecdotes related to this micha. But the bottom line is, the Mari Beirav got smicha and he was going to give them malchus, but there was a very big opposition to it. And Beroish and the Maral Bach, the Radaz brings it already here on the side. He references to a tshuva. He says he was living in Mitzrayim at the time, and this tshuva, this shaila, crossed his desk. He vehemently opposed this big chiddush of the Mari Beirav. So again, without going into all of it, but the Maral Bach and the Mari Beirav, they seem to be the two people taking sides of it. Could we rely on this Rambam, or could we not rely on this Rambam? I'll just tell you one interesting thing that's more negay of the Gemara itself, and that's Maral Bach, when he spoke about this idea of someone that's Chayiv Karis getting Malkus and somehow getting off the hook. So he said that the reason it works is because the Gemara says that Chayiv Krisos need to do tshuva. But even with tshuva, they have to have yisurim. And the yisurim, together with the tshuva, is mechaper. So he said, I think pshat in this mishnah is pashat. Pshat is, we're talking about someone that was chayiv karas. He did tshuva. He needs yisurim. The malchus is yamud. Loi b'makom ha-yisurim. That's the whole, it's not a chiddush that somehow malchus, paters, that's pashat the way you learn the sugya. But the Meral Bach in his arichos, when he spoke about this, very much halacha l'mais, he said that's all it is. He thinks the malchus is just the yisurims. I think just to end on a positive note, and that is, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that Torah is an Eitz Chayim Eil Machzikim Ba. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that sometimes a person does an Aveira, sometimes it's a Chayvi Krisus, that's where he says it, and he deserves yisurim, and he has to be punished. People sometimes have to machmit certain things in life in order to get kapara for whatever it is they need tikkun for. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if a person harvests in learning, he wakes up early, goes to sleep late, he schwitzes in a svara, sometimes it's a hard thing to do. But he says, that yigia, yamoid loy b'mokim hayasuri. He says, that's the tiefkeit of Torah being an Eitz Chayim Eil Machzikim Ba, that Torah is a source of life. Because sometimes the Amelus Ba Torah, the Shatiu Amelum Ba Torah, can be Yamud Lai B'Mokam HaYisurim, so he shouldn't need Malkus, and he shouldn't Lai Leinu need Yisurim.